Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Cool fact, a crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Also, you can get health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. United Healthcare short-term insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
This podcast episode is brought to you by Coors Light. These days, everything is go, go, go. It's nonstop hustle all the time. Work, friends, family expect you to be on 24/7. Well, sometimes you just need to reach for a Coors Light because it's made to chill. Coors Light is cold lagered, cold filtered, and cold packaged. It's as crisp and refreshing as the Colorado Rockies. It is literally made to chill. Coors Light is the one I choose when I need to unwind. So when you want to hit reset, reach for the beer that's made to chill. Get Coors Light in the new look delivered straight to your door with Drizzly or Instacart. Celebrate responsibly. Coors Brewing Company, Golden, Colorado.
Hey, what's up, guys? It's Peter. Please check us out on Instagram and Twitter and maybe Facebook.
All the shit.
All right, enjoy the show.
Check, baby. 1, 2, 3, 4. Good afternoon, good morning, good evening, whatever. It's the Airbuds Podcast. Yeah. I'm Jamel.
I'm Peter.
Coming in off the bench for us.
Love it.
Yet again.
Happy basketball, guys.
Yeah.
We're here.
It
better be good. Yeah, otherwise, what was the point of the last, like, 8 months?
I'm seeing game seven overtime.
That's game seven overtime?
Oh, yeah. Quadruple overtime, man.
Yeah, it's gonna be. This is gonna be like
Richard Jefferson dunks on Draymond Green for the game win.
That's my hope.
Oh my god!
Or JaVale McGee makes it in the wrong basket.
I think Richard Jefferson and Channing Frye are probably gonna be able to have a podcast on the bench with their amount of playing time. I don't think either of them are gonna see the
right,
floor.
Right.
Maybe a little bit of Richard Jefferson, but Channing can't. Channing couldn't even get on the floor against the Celtics.
Yeah. They had to be up 30.
Yeah, he was like on like the Derek Williams contingency there.
Well, once he won one, that was his goal.
He was like, I'm fine.
Yeah,
I'm
Cheesecake good. Factory.
You don't need me.
I'm not. Why can't the NBA just move the dumbass award show up to now?
That'd be perfect.
It'd be great.
That is really smart.
It's a fucking
it's like
week
Pro Bowl
break.
Style of the NFL, basically. But like, it's also funny because. I'm now after the playoffs. I want Kawhi to win for some reason. Like I just don't want Harden to win. Harden seems like
Harden's
he's
not gonna win. I think it's for sure Westbrook.
He kind of like Stevie Wonder himself, where like all of the good he did for so long was just destroyed by like
that last game,
one game,
horrible game,
and then he went to the club right after.
What is
he can't be forgiven?
So like all the excuses his like coach and players was trying to give him, like, oh, he was a little sick and. He's in the club right after.
He's just a punk, right?
One cough.
He was wearing a hoodie, though, so that makes me think he was sad. You know what I'm saying? He wasn't, like, super crispy.
Nah,
that's true.
Come on.
That's why I'm grasping at this point.
But why are you making excuses for him?
I don't know, man. Yeah, I really don't.
He's a moody little bitch. Yeah. That was, like,
that was weird. That was a weird game.
It's like, very strange.
Try, man.
I feel like John Wall deserves all of his shoe money. I feel like Adidas should go to John Wall's house and be like, we're
Harden
sorry.
Shoes are horrible, though.
Those first all-white ones were cool.
Have you put them on?
No.
they feel like very thick socks.
Like mannequin
feet. Just thick ass socks, man. It's like, who plays in these? Like, this is so dumb.
Harden's ideal playing condition is just socks.
They're pretty, right. That makes sense to me. They're pretty boring looking.
And they're boring looking.
Like, there's nothing. What are the last basketball shoes you bought?
Kyrie's. I love the new Kyrie's, man. Dude, they're perfect.
I want like 50 pairs of Kyrie's. I think like every iteration because they keep coming out with like different, like his color schemes are always like
sick.
Those yellow and pink really ones, those ones good. He wore, the ones from game 7 last year were pretty cool.
Game 5 Celtics one where he like kind of injured himself and he tied his shoe up tight.
No, the white with the gold flash.
Man, when he was kind of shooting ankles, like, ooh, that shoe right there is going to be worth so much money, that ankle tie.
I think he probably sprained his ankle so they could get like a close-up on his shoe. Right? I was like, man, I hope his ankle's okay, but those are some sexy shoes.
I don't know if you guys noticed. You know, just like, I feel like 10 out of the 12 players on the Cavs were Kyrie's. And I wonder if make LeBron feel a type of way. Because like, he has shoes, LeBron too.
But don't you think LeBron's like, I own part of Nike, so like, it's all...
It all comes to him.
Like, it all... Like, he's... I mean, I wonder like what percentage him and Jordan have of Nike.
Well, LeBron has like a lifetime deal.
Yeah, a billion.
But Jordan's got his own wing.
Yeah, so he Jordan has what LeVar Ball wanted. Like, LeVar wanted his
LeVar Ball. Dude, I had
the LeVar Ball library.
So bummed out, man. There's this like really friendly looking like older black dude I live next to. It's like, and it's like probably like 30s, 40s. Always jolly, watering his lawn. And then yesterday he pulled up, got out of his car, and he was wearing a big baller t-shirt. And I was just like, oh, dude, come on, man.
Lonzo comes to the Lakers. Big baller brand.
It's going to be all over. Yeah.
BBB, baby.
Yeah, no, that's for sure.
I don't know,
Blood's got to be loving it.
Oh, yeah.
Great marketing for them. They can just cross that over real easy. Back.
So yeah,
I think they get them all reds.
Yeah, ooh, but I need all these reds.
Be a spike in gang activity
between them and your boy John Wall. It really seems like a one sided affair in the NBA like gang market there.
Yeah, I mean, you know, John's getting his check soon. He'll be fine.
Affiliated?
I mean, I believe so.
This is something you've been riding for as long as we've been doing the pod.
How many years? He did what? 2 years at Kentucky or 1 year?
One.
He did one.
One.
Man, that's good.
Yeah.
Pretty good.
Made it all the way through, you know.
Did his thing.
Some of those Kentucky teams, in hindsight, are just ridiculous. The fact that like Anthony Davis, him, and Boogie went through there, Jesus. It's just
they all like waited for each other. And just played a year together.
I mean, yeah, dude. You know, unfortunately, money is way cooler.
It's cool.
Well, if college pay the students, you know, they'll stay.
Fools would stay. Yeah, that's true.
Cats, actually, they really don't want to rush out, but they're so scared they might get hurt. They leave.
Yeah. It's fine. You're gonna sign Boogie next year in the summer, so it'll be fun. We'll see it. Yeah.
If we do, I might leave.
Why do you say that?
Because I just don't think it's necessary.
Boogie. He doesn't want Boogie Cousins.
I don't think it's necessary.
You're insane, bro. You're insane. Gortat is doing it?
No, I don't think Gortat's doing it.
You're good with Gortat?
I'm not exactly good with Gortat, okay? But I just don't think that it's so drastic. We're so close with Gortat.
No, you're not close.
You're
bro.
Not close at all.
I mean, who's close? There's only two teams. Listen, everybody else is
you lost to the
third.
Celtics. You lost to the Celtics, and the Celtics lost to the Cavs by 40. You're not close, bro.
I mean, no. Okay, that's fine. That's fine. We lost out on Al Horford.
If y'all get Cousins, that's a game changer for sure.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. Because
they become so gangster. You got Wall, you got Morris, and Cousins. That's, man, no one wants no problems with that team.
This was also the first year that Bradley Beal wasn't taking shit from anybody, too. Yeah. Even though he's like a, you know,
Bradley
nice little boy.
Up a few notches in my
he
book.
Is yeah. the reason why I think it's not necessary. He's proven himself to be a top shelf player.
But in the league when that's like you need
and he's got the two
you need 16 all-stars to compete.
Now.
Why not just add Boogie Cousins?
You gotta surround LeBron with superstars. You only have two. You need to add one more, just like the Warriors. They gonna surround them with superstars and do, you know.
And I've been like yelling through this whole thing, trying to like scramble for another suitable five, and I really don't know who it's like Cousins or nobody.
But,
kind of how it feels.
But also,
Towns.
You have the Boogie Whisperer.
Towns?
You just
Towns
said
be perfect. We way Towns better than Cousins, good. I think, for that team, just because he could run.
And Minnesota and blows themselves up every 4 years, man. All we got to do is wait one more season.
Cousins don't play D at all.
That is why I don't want him.
But Gortat don't play D, bro. He tries.
Gortat can't play D. Before, there's exactly a difference.
Yeah, yeah, he
Boogie
tries.
Chooses not to play defense.
I'd rather have a person that chooses not to play D.
Really?
Yeah.
Because in the right situation, he may play D.
You were just saying before this podcast that Boogie and John Wall are like somewhere in like Puerto Rico riding around on a golf cart together.
Riding around on go-karts very recklessly. They're good friends. Absolutely. I just saw it on the gram. Ball is recruited, man.
He just went up a couple notches in my book. You got to do work in the
He said it last year. He said it during this season.
Yeah.
He's been saying it for years.
Cousins better come over.
Got to get Boogie. But I still don't find it necessary. Because if we get rid of him, then Otto leaves. Like, you can't keep everybody. We got to give Otto to...
Otto did nothing in the playoffs.
Did nothing?
Otto's legit, dude.
He just came up. He was on the bench. Cousins,
you could fill in.
Yeah.
What's the rookie name on the bench?
Oubre.
Oubre could mature into Otto, so that's fine. You don't get Cousins to keep Otto. That's what you don't do.
You get Cousins. You guys think it's... I still don't...
You could fill in the rest with
I just don't
veterans.
Feel it.
It feels like we want this more for you than you want it for yourself.
It's very true. I just don't...
You'll be a horrible GM. I'm just letting you know now. You'd be the worst. You'd be on a Phil Jackson.
Okay, look, let me tell you. Let me give you another reason why. Because we're not close. And nobody is close. And nobody will be.
I think you're the closest
unless
team.
Unless LeBron decides to leave.
No, you guys are close.
Earth? Just like levitate?
Yeah, unless Space Jam becomes reality. I mean, it's based on wherever LeBron wants to go. Because if the Cavs stay together, nobody's winning shit for 5 years. Minimum.
If the Celtics do something weird, because they have a top pick, and they also have a solid team. So if they could figure out, they could bamboozle some team to give them something crazy.
Exactly.
LeBron, this could be LeBron's last time.
It also feels like the Celtics, though, even though they were in the Eastern Conference Finals, feel further away than the Wizards in some capacity because they can't pay everybody. They're going to have to get rid of some of these dudes.
You know what it was with that team, especially with Isaiah going out? A lot of role players got to show themselves.
Yeah.
So what's the kid named?
Jerko looking for some money.
A lot better than he probably is. So he could bamboozle a team, get a lot of money.
But even Smart, Crowder, Crowder is so tradable.
Dude, he's so.
They signed Avery Bradley yet to long term.
Avery Bradley.
No,
is
but
the best
Avery,
player.
Avery Bradley might be the best player on their team. He's so impressive.
He's their best player.
His fucking offense started popping off in the playoffs like
his
I've never seen it before.
But he never really got credit because he was such a great defender.
He was hurt for a little bit. He was hurt for a much better offensive game.
I've never seen somebody be able to body
knock down
Kyrie
shots,
yeah. and not fall down. You know what I'm saying? Like, he's right there with him.
Strips everybody.
Kyrie calls for screens when Bradley is on him.
Yeah,
like,
he can strip everybody in the Eastern Conference. Yeah. But Boston, I agree that it's almost too good. They got just enough rope to hang themselves. It's like, you know, when you live too close to the party you're going to and then you never leave your house.
Fair.
You know what I'm saying?
Or
it
just
like that.
Or you're just like, oh, I'm going to get there. And then you show up at 2:30 because you've just been waiting to go the whole time.
Because you had too many. The world was too close to your face. You know what I'm saying?
The Cavs have to get younger this year, though. They have to let go of these vets and find some youth in there.
But either way, between them and Boston, I'm like, let's be real.
If you guys see his Cousins, bro, that's you guys are right there.
I still think you're the second best team.
At least six games.
Yeah.
This is a hypothetical Cousins that does play defense sometimes. That's the one we're talking about.
If you put
about.
Him in the playoffs, he has motivation. I wouldn't play D in a regular season. Why play D in a regular season?
It is a lot of games.
Come on.
82
so
games of defense.
So
82
games.
Games of defense.
So many games
right.
of defense.
It doesn't matter.
Cavs didn't even play defense all the way through the playoffs. Yeah.
Pacers, whatever.
It
was worth it to play defense yet. That's all. Nah, that's right. Like, well, I'm going to beat myself up playing defense, and you guys give me the ball every time down. I'm being exhausted.
So, you don't think there's any chance he stays in New Orleans?
I think there's a great chance he stays
Maybe.
In New Orleans.
It'll be fun to see them. But they can't get any players. They don't have any cap space.
Why can't you?
They don't have any draft picks.
You can drink booze in the streets of New Orleans.
Yeah, that's not a good combination.
Wayne's
for
there
Cousins.
All the time. I'm sure it's a very fun city.
I mean,
somebody's going to want to come
Drew
down.
Drew Holiday isn't bad. He can mature. If he has a good offseason training with a great player or a great coach. You just never know,
And you got two amazing fives. One of them who's basically a four.
And Etwan Moore playing the three.
Right.
Like,
in order for two fives to work like that, you need a guard of Chris Paul, Tony Parker caliber.
Why wouldn't Chris Paul go distribute. Back? Wasn't that a rumor?
Because Chris Paul is, someone who had Clippers season tickets this year, I pray to Jesus Christ that I do not believe in that he goes to the Spurs.
I think he's definitely considering it, but $30 million is a lot of money to just say bye to.
But yeah, state taxes, dude. Like, you're not getting, like, you're making your money back in state taxes.
You're still getting ill endorsements, man. You're getting extra LA checks, man.
He can still do commercials.
Yeah, counter that. You think he'd have the same? You think he'd still have the State Farm deal if he went to San Antonio?
He stays for the commercials.
I mean, yeah, if he goes to San Antonio, he's losing that State Farm deal.
No way.
For sure.
Nah, he could fly in. There's just plenty of weekends to fly in.
Yeah.
Now, that's like an NBA Illuminati contract where it's like, all right, Chris Paul, you're the head of the Players Association, so you get to do the State Farm commercials, and then we'll bring in, like, Dame Lillard and some of your Clippers. Right. Like, Adam Silver.
Dame lives in Portland.
Yeah. Adam Silver is the casting director for those State Farm commercials, without a doubt.
Fine.
I mean, if Chris goes to the Spurs, that's in the Warriors to win this year, oh, that's horrible news for Kevin Durant. He may not ever get that. Sought after.
It's now or never. That's why the Warriors
still have a great chance. Don't get me wrong. I would still give him the edge, even if Chris Paul goes to the Spurs. But Chris Paul, with the pick and pop of Aldridge, Kawhi has to do less on offense.
Yeah, they're a ridiculous defensive team.
They got some young players that are really good. I'm like that third string point guard they have.
Oh, Murray?
I love Murray, man. His game Murray. He's long. You know, he's not afraid. I love the other guard, too. They're probably trading him for something better.
Patty Mills?
Anderson? No, not Patty. No. I love Patty Mills.
CJ Anderson or whatever?
There's a shooting. Like, he's a lethal shooter. He got some time. But
that European dude? Like, the
black.
Young?
He might be European. Oh, he is black, though.
Not Deadman.
Mm-mm. He's a
Simmons?
Nah, no. I love Simmons,
You're talking about CJ Anderson?
Yeah. Or Jamal Anderson? No.
No, CJ
CJ Anderson?
No, Anderson the little cartoon is a small looking forward.
Oh, I thought he was a guard.
There's a light-skinned guard.
I think we're talking about the same guy.
Yeah, he's solid, too. He's like a Corey Joseph.
Yeah.
Pop does a great job at building guards up, man. I don't know what kind of system they have going over there, but
he only seeks after nerds. I think that's what it is. It's Kyle Anderson.
No, Kyle Anderson, that's a small forward.
Shooting guard, Kyle Anderson, UCLA.
But he's a little taller. Is a smaller dude?
I'm probably fucked it up. CJ Anderson, I think, played running back.
It is Forbes. Brian Forbes, I'm talking about. But I love Kyle Anderson, too. He has a very methodic game. He just makes you fall asleep with his game. But he's, he's really nice.
That's my favorite. That's why I love Paul Pierce.
Faster D.
Do you think
Paul Pierce is, for sure.
Do you think that there is any hope for the Cat? Do you think there's any hope for the Cavs? Given that the Spurs were whooping the shit out of the Warriors for 3.5 quarters before Kawhi got hurt? Do you think that is any way reflective in, like, the Cavs having an opportunity to, like, fuck them up? Or, like, or just show that the Warriors can be vulnerable in any way? Or is that just, like, Greg Popovich and Kawhi Leonard magic that cannot be replicated even by LeBron?
Before that Spurs game, but the Cavs, I have the Cavs winning.
You think the Cavs are going to win?
I think the Cavs are winning. And the reason I have them winning, I think it's a few factors, right, that's going to play. For example, you have the Cavs actually shoot a better three-point percentage and made more threes this year, right?
Yeah, they're in the playoffs, too. They're best three-pointing shooting team ever.
The reason the Warriors, people may think the eye test tells you the Warriors because their threes are more amazing. But it's still worth that step back two times spin Curry three is worth the same amount of points as a Korver wide-open three from a LeBron pass, right? And then I think the Cavs bench is better. I think Durant has a history of kind of not showing up against LeBron sometimes. Curry has a history of not showing up in the finals sometimes. I feel like there's a lot of
all the times.
Yeah,
two times.
With Steve Kerr not being there, I think that could cause problems with Draymond Green's attitude without him there to control him in the locker room. Whatever. No, seriously.
Mike Brown being the coach of the my dad said to me 6 months ago. He's like, I have a dream that Mike Brown. That something happens to Steve Kerr and somehow we get to face Mike Brown in the finals. That was like him like salivating because Mike Brown is a terrible fucking coach. I don't care that he's coaching the Warriors. He is a fucking awful coach.
Right.
And that has to make a difference in some capacity somewhere down the line.
Or was just the Cavs teams back then just not that good?
He fucking sucked ass at the Lakers too. Don't like just put it all on the Cavs.
Not that good.
LeBron has been the Cavs coach for the past, besides these last 2 years, before with Tyronn Lue, he's been the coach of the Cavs.
Tyronn Lue is the first coach who's actually been able to challenge him that he respects. Because he's black and he was an NBA champion.
True. And LeBron's the top 10 coach in the league to this day.
Yeah.
He's the top 10 GM.
Yeah.
He's fucking amazing, man.
Yeah.
The other reason I think the Cavs will get this, I think JaVale McGee is looking better than he actually is. He hasn't been challenged. Think about it. The Portland big man was injured. They had LaMarcus Aldridge.
Nene was out.
Oh,
no, that's right. They didn't even play. But LaMarcus.
Who is the Cavs backup center?
But Tristan Thompson alone, man. You can't. Well,
yeah, Tristan's a monster. Also, I hope, and this is what happened last year when they came back against the Warriors. Like, I like when LeBron, and I think he can still even do it with Durant, when LeBron realizes he's the tallest player on the floor. And they put him at the five, and he's basically just doing Magic Johnson shit.
Yeah, making him post.
And the five, and, like, just getting to the rack every time. Because it's like, all right, like, he'll challenge Draymond, and he'll challenge Durant. And if he's getting to the, like, if him and Kyrie can get to the hoop, like, they're going to make open shots. And, like, maybe their defense suffers, but if they play enough good defense.
Yeah, and Durant's a shot blocker, but he's not a challenge you shot blocker. Mm-mm. He doesn't want no part of being dunked
on. If you drive into him, that's a different thing than him coming across.
He'd
and like
jump like from a, the side where you don't see him coming, but he's not going to go face up with you. So long as LeBron's aggressive, there's no one that's going to check him.
And LeBron last year, when Thompson's out and they're playing those lineups when it's like him and all the shooters, he will fucking be the rim protector. He doesn't want to do it all the time, but he fucking will.
But just for reference, the Cavs do not have a backup center.
No.
Well,
just for
Tristan. No, because they've been playing.
It's Channing Frye
and Kevin. They've been playing Kevin at the five. Yeah,
they've been
LeBron,
making some
Channing
things.
Channing Frye, Tristan, and Kevin Love.
The stats
they've
for
been
Kevin.
Matching some
they go
shit.
Small, but Warriors go small anyway.
But when
so
they go,
worry about it. It's not an issue.
When
with
they
them.
Go Kevin Love at the five in the playoffs and LeBron at the four, their rating through 100 possessions is like 145 points.
Yeah,
like Kevin Love is. This is also like the first time when I'm like Kevin Love. This Kevin Love
X-factor.
Can hang with the Warriors.
This is the first time the Cavs actually had a big three. Kevin Love is playing like Kevin Love.
Yeah. Last year they came back because Kevin Love got a concussion and Tristan just held down the center. But this Kevin is like, he had 17-17 in that game four.
Kevin Love don't get credit for this play, but last year, game seven, that defense on Steph Curry.
Hell yeah, man.
Shot,
yeah.
That was clutch.
I gave him a lot of credit in that game. He had 10 boards and everybody's like, okay, we want to see you have 20-10, but he played a really good
sometimes
defensive game.
Sometimes I necessarily have 20-10.
Exactly.
You know?
It took him a while. He's definitely like the guy who goes to the new school and it takes him like a year and a half to get acclimated.
I mean, come on, dude. They're calling him Lil' Kev and shit. You know what I mean? Yeah. It took a lot.
There's so many storylines. I feel like there's so much for everybody to gain. Kevin Love to prove himself. Kyrie missed All-NBA. Thompson missed All-NBA. If they would have won game five when they was up 3-1 last year, Thompson would have won MVP because he was hot that game. He was hot.
Oh, Clay, yeah.
And, Curry didn't show up all series.
I kind of forgot Klay Thompson was even on the team. Mm-hmm. They got a lot of players, but it's about how it's going to come together. I do agree that the Cavs are like
Klay Thompson is shooting
a better team.
He's shooting 37% for the whole fucking playoffs this year.
Yeah.
And I understand that like they're going to make wide open threes for sure, but something is like
they're mentally stronger.
Durant has definitely hindered Thompson's confidence.
100%. Well, you just need to touch the ball. It's not even about shooting. But if you don't touch the ball as much, because like the ball weighs different as the game goes on. Your arms is tired, the jersey's heavier, you're sweaty, and so if you don't touch the ball every night, you
get basketball juju energy too.
Yeah, it could be 100%.
It's like when you're the fifth best guy in a pickup game,
and
if you only get
way when
one
playing,
touch,
like, all the defense.
That's so fucking true. It's like
all
the pressure. The pressure is just different because you got to make it this time, because otherwise Durant's going ISO,
right?
Or like Steph's like flipping around
the ball that much. I gotta shoot it.
Yeah,
instead of feeling like I'm
gonna get it back.
Yeah, you see.
Yeah,
because Thompson used to always like you pass to Thompson, he'll get right back to you.
Then he get the ball. Yeah,
but if you pass it back, you might not see it again.
Yeah,
because Durant is there. You know, that's not happening.
The roles have changed, but I mean, I do want the Warriors to win just for parity. You know,
hell
what I mean?
No.
I don't know. I want Durant. I need Durant to get one.
No, if
why?
Durant gets one this way, going to the Warriors, the team that beat him, bro, is gonna.
I think that
chain of reaction, man.
Just everybody's going to do it.
Players going to be jumping on us.
That meme of him.
Yeah, I don't want to see.
Durant cannot get a ring ever in order for
for like the league to survive
to get back regular. Yeah, man, this is going to cause a top heavy league.
I'm so glad Mike's not here to like complain about Oklahoma City like being a shitty roster, because they fucking should have been in the finals last year.
100%.
They had the chance.
Durant had everything he needed to win a ring.
That meme of him like congratulating the Warriors to then becoming them.
Wouldn't beat the Cavs.
Terrible.
Why not? Why not?
I mean, come on. You see that Cavs team that came out.
So?
And the Cavs would
have
had home court.
I'm not saying they'll be the favorites. They had enough, though.
They had enough, but I just
Shots
don't think.
Go in.
Last year, it wouldn't have went down like that. It would have been a good series.
Again, Klay Thompson.
Would have had the Cavs.
Klay Thompson saved him again. Klay Thompson sent him to the finals with those 11 threes in game six.
That was insane. I was like, man, what the fuck?
Yeah, it was pretty fucked up. Yeah. I had a satin OKC jacket on. I was at the bar alone.
A satin?
Yeah, fully orange.
I don't believe you.
Swear to God.
You have a satin OKC jacket?
Yeah, I'll show you pics. You're a Wizards fan. Well, you know, I got it on
That's
a deal.
An expensive jacket.
I got it for $30. Kohl's, dude. Kohl's.com.
Good for you.
Peace to Kohl's. Yeah, Kohl's blessed me, so I had to flex. I mean, you know, I think about selling it, but come on.
It's just, man, that's a hot commodity.
I want to bring up the only topic we have to talk about that's not the Cavs, the Warriors, or the Lakers drafting.
Yeah, speaking of OKC, good little segue.
Turkish government this morning issued an arrest warrant for Enes Kanter.
Is he back in the States yet?
He's back in the States. Damn. He was in Romania
for like 12 hours
when they invalidated his passport because he is affiliated with the movement that the Turkish government believes tried to have that coup to overthrow the dictator. I'm going to pronounce his name incorrectly. Erdogan.
Dictator. We can Erdogan. Call him young dictator.
Yeah, same dude who's, you know, security forces were beating the shit out of protesters for no reason in Washington, D.C. Mm-hmm. So they've called for his arrest. Also, slight wrinkle to this, senior advisor to this authoritarian government, none other than
Vladi Divat.
Hidu Turkoglu.
Really?
Motherfucking
what?
Hidu Turkoglu.
Turkoglu
yeah.
was behind this?
Turkoglu was behind Enes Kanter not being invited to play on the Turkish basketball team because of his involvement with, like, the resistance and basically in Turkey.
There's beef. Turkoglu getting that money, huh?
Yeah.
Yeah, damn.
Yeah, Turkoglu's getting that, like...
Under the table bread.
Yeah, damn. That, like, Michael Flynn money.
Yeah.
That's what it is.
Yeah, that's what's going on.
The
so
Turkish
it's like,
delight.
So it's crazy that, like, this Turkish politics... And also, like, now Enes Kanter, for me, is, like, automatically a top five favorite player. Like... Because he's got to be protected,
right.
And also he's just like dragging politics into the NBA, which I kind of enjoy.
Yeah, I like
E60 needs some new pieces.
Yeah,
for sure.
It's gonna just do like an E60 series on what's going on with Enes, basically. Right.
I love the NBA more because goddamn, if it was any just regular Turkish nigga,
go back.
Oh yeah, he would be in a Romanian fight club right now.
Yeah, like man, it's not worth the drama. You gotta go. you gotta go handle that.
But it's crazy because also like. The NBA is such a clear example of, like, the fucked up politics. Like, when the travel ban came out, you had, like, Thon Maker.
Right.
Serge Ibaka. All these dudes traveling. It's like, what happens when they go play the Raptors?
Yeah.
You have shit, and they're just like, can they go home? Like, right. Can, like, Serge Ibaka go home and then come back from the Sudan? Like,
yeah, it always takes a wrinkle in sports to get a lot of people to America's attention.
Yeah, yeah.
You know what? This travel ban might not be a good
idea. It's like, oh, wait, we're going to lose, like, some people in Oklahoma City are like, we're going to lose Enes Kanter coming off the bench, giving us, like, 16 right. and 8. What's going on with that Turkish government? We should,
I mean, if I was Billy Donovan, I would use this as motivation for Kanter to work on his defense. You know what I'm saying? I'm hanging that arrest warrant right on this locker room. I'm like, bro.
It's like, you see that rim? You see that rim?
You got to be able to move your feet laterally this year.
We are sending you back to Turkey, dude.
We're risking a lot as an organization for you. The least you can do is learn how to move laterally, bro. It's two different players. He's an offensive end. He has all this energy. He has speed. Defense, all of a sudden, he can't move them. Like, bro, just do what you do on offense. Just have a ball in your hand.
I put him as, like, he's like big. He's like big man Kyrie, where it's just like, you have the ability to get around a screen.
Right.
Like, I see you do things that I've never seen someone do in my entire. You make Avery Bradley look foolish sometimes, right. And yet you can't fight through.
Well, with Kyrie, I give him a break. Just because he's exerted so much energy on offense, I'm like, yeah, look, I'm not about to fight off a screen. Because this is their chance. If I'm a screener, and this is a prime offensive player
who's causing
havoc, I'm going to give you one. And so Kyrie knows that. He's like, look, I'm not taking hits for nobody. You know, I'm a fragile body.
Kanter doesn't have that excuse.
Kanter has no excuse. He's a fourth scorer, third scorer.
Just box out, motherfucker. Box out and rotate. That's it.
Yeah.
Move your feet.
Who you guys think the OKC can get to help them?
I was just thinking about that. What do they do next year? What's their offseason move?
They need shooters, man.
They need shooters. I mean, I also now that like the Russ is going to win the MVP season, JJ has been interesting. JJ's but don't you
available.
Think like Russ now has to decide if he's going to try to do this crazy bullshit again or if he's actually going to be like a better facility, like if he's going to be more John Wall-ish.
Yeah.
Because, well, like, he can't take fuck. Like, they're not going to get bet. Like, if they want to lose in the first round again, he can take 30 shots again.
I mean, you surround them with shooters. I mean, because it's like, it's not like Russ don't pass the ball.
Yeah.
He led the league in assists the last 2 years.
Oladipo was terrible.
Oladipo was terrible. He was nervous in the playoffs. His first playoffs. I give him a break for that one. It was his first playoffs.
Is he more nervous singing New York, New York, or losing in the first round of the Rockets?
Yeah, I'm going to say the latter for sure.
I didn't see that one.
Oh, he's man. A good singer. In the slam dunk contest, boy, he was off key, though. I'll tell you what.
Hey.
Man, I'm a little disappointed.
That sphincter tightened up.
He's a good singer. His skin is incredibly smooth.
He just has very smooth skin.
Very smooth.
He was also in like the Christmas commercial where he had those big eyes and he was like singing. You remember that?
Yeah, he hit a note
like,
on that one.
Yeah, he was like the funniest
the first
dude.
Role.
Yeah,
right. He killed it.
It was good. It was good.
Yeah, they got to figure it out. I mean, they have young players that can shoot, but they're a little immature right now. It's like two European guys on that squad. They have a little Sabonis. Yeah,
little baby, Sabonis. Baby so Sabonis. I think it's going to be better. He started off pretty nice and then kind of faded.
But the GM have to decide, is West going to be patient? Because now this next year is going to be this whole, is West staying? Is he not staying? Is he staying? Is he not staying? Because after this year, his contract is up again, you know?
Yeah, and then, you know, the Lakers want him bad as well, right?
Yeah. If he wins the MVP, I think he has a higher chance of staying.
I think Harden played so bad in the playoffs that the bar is so low.
For an MVP?
Yeah.
Well, the MVP is still a regular season award.
I'm not.
I think your votes are logged in.
Yeah, not the award. I mean, just like what like Wes has to do to be better than Harden. Because I feel like Westbrook's goal is to be the best player in the league. And he's not shy about that. And like Harden really like did himself a disservice. And if he doesn't have to leave. If I'm Westbrook, I'm watching what Harden did. And I'm like, oh, well, I could stay and.
Yeah. The Harden stink is not going to come off of him anytime.
That was because he did this twice before.
Yeah.
This is the worst time.
He didn't show up in the fucking finals when they were in OKC.
Yeah.
Against Miami.
Yes. So that was the first time. And that's what got him not signed. It was that game. He disappeared so bad that.
Yeah. And he wanted.
Maybe he's not worth the money. And so they didn't sign him.
Yeah. Well, yeah. Because he wanted, he was trying to max out. He was trying to get a big deal.
He wasn't trying to max out.
It was a difference of like $8
million. Yeah. Like $4-8 million.
Damn, and they were just like, come on.
It was like, after that game, bro, they're pissed. Yeah. It was like too early. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
You ever, like, been mad and you should have took a day before you talked to your girlfriend.
Absolutely.
But he was like, you know, it's over. And a week later, you're like, oh, man, it was stupid.
Oh, man, she's an MVP.
Right.
Damn. She's an MVP candidate.
They should have stayed together. I feel, you know, I don't want Durant to win from that standpoint just because they should have stayed together. Their best chance was each other, despite whatever happened. But fuck that. I need my guy to get one.
Nah, man. Fuck that.
I don't know what OKC can. I mean,
I love Durant, but I can't. Fuck that move that he did.
I'll tell you. OKC is going to be better than the Clippers next year. Depending on what happens with the Jazz, they could be better than the Jazz next year. So, like, they were the sixth seed. They could be.
It's true.
They could be the four seed.
Great point. Well, Portland's going to be a lot better.
Portland is going to be better. I'm excited to see Nurkic.
He's going to be healthy. Yeah, he's going to be healthy.
Nurkic is going to be good. And also, like, I wish. Boy, they really fucked themselves. When they signed Evan Turner for like $80 million, it was what the fuck
but
are
it's like
you doing?
No player was going, so you got to keep what you have. If no player is coming to you, you got to keep what you can't let what you have.
But Evan Turner was in Boston. They signed him. They just
it wasn't a re-sign?
No.
Oh, okay, gotcha.
They just gave him like $80 million.
That's why the playoffs where you're making money, man. I'm telling you. You can have a horrible season. If you show up in the playoffs,
Bismack,
everybody's watching.
Willing to pay.
Bismack Biyombo got like 25 rebounds, and now he's stuck in Orlando for like 15 years.
Yeah,
but with great money.
Yeah,
that's all you got to do is show up in the playoffs.
Yeah, you can do whatever you want on City Walk now.
Yeah, he's going to get to jump the line all the time.
Hell yeah,
get that Disneyland incredible Hulk the first time.
Fuck it. I just wish this shit was happening now, dog. I don't want to wait a fucking 12 days. It's a long
12 days. It's going to be. It's a good buildup. I think everyone, we might as well enjoy the buildup because the playoffs have been so shitty and, you know the fucking Warriors are going to talk more trash.
Because the playoffs have been so shitty, the buildup's been happening already. That's all.
It's all been building up.
That's all they've been talking about ESPN, Warriors versus Cavs.
Since the All-Star break.
It's been clear. So it's like, I can't hear no other angle, man. I heard every angle.
Well, what about, aren't we going to probably see this next year, too?
This is for the next 2 or 3 years, depending on how it goes. Obviously,
I would say who do you think has a chance of not coming back next year? Who has a better chance of not being there next year?
I think the Warriors has the biggest chance of not returning next year
because of the Spurs.
Paul goes to the Spurs.
Even if he doesn't go to the Spurs,
Steve Kerr's health going forward
is also a big question too.
Thing as well.
No, I think coach is overrated, but
in general,
let's say Chris Paul don't go to Spurs. I don't see nobody who's taking down the Warriors in the West. Nobody's taking down the Warriors.
It is just the Spurs. It is cool that the Spurs are now the Obi-Wan, like, only hope of the Western Conference. Yeah. It's like
just shake things up a little bit. I mean, one team that can make a move, maybe.
I also like Kyle Lowry going to the Spurs, but I mean, he'd have to take a big pay cut. But I think, like, if they get another, if they, Chris Paul, Kyle Lowry.
Yeah, he's gone for sure, right?
Also, they got to get rid of LaMarcus.
I know why Kyle's in a rush to leave Toronto.
Because he just, like, can't keep getting whooped by the Cavs. Cavs just.
Now you're going to get it whooped by the Warriors?
Yeah, if you go to, get whooped by somebody Spurs, else.
Popovich can't.
The Spurs is, like, the one place where it's, like, Popovich is.
Popovich could turn him into a great player, but it's. Aldridge needs a point guard that knows how to pass. And, like, Lowry's not really a great passer. He's not a creator like that, you know? He can make the basic passes, but he's not really – he's not three steps ahead of you.
Chris Paul on the – I want Chris Paul to go to the Spurs.
That would be,
be a beautiful thing
to watch.
It's crazy. Going to Clippers games made me finally become more interested in the Lakers. Because the Lakers – are on the bottom now, and at least they're young and interesting and have draft picks and Luke Walton and, like, Jerry Buss is gone.
That's fine.
Jim Buss is gone, and Jerry Buss is gone.
All right, peasy.
I don't like how Magic is in the news kind of giving away his moves. He had a quote recently that bothered me. He said, Brandon Ingram's the only player that's untouchable. And it's kind of weird to hear. If I was a player in the Lakers, like, why? Especially because we have four young players.
Statistically, really he had maybe like one of the worst rookie seasons of all time.
Right.
Yeah, Clarkson might be the best
The best one right now, but D'Angelo's got the biggest upside, or Ingram.
But
one of the two.
I think Ingram for sure.
Rob Pelinka's just like, Magic, say whatever the fuck you want. It doesn't really matter.
But it's just like, Magic, just chill. I think he's so excited for the job that he has a job that he can't say no to.
Feeling untouchable. Yeah.
And interview requests, he's taking it.
He also just like finally ousted his like fake rival brother and Kupchak and like getting them out of there, and he's like fulfilling his destiny of like bringing the Lakers back to glory.
I'm hoping man,
I think it's fun.
I think it happens.
Do you think they're gonna draft Ball?
I mean, Ball is making it easier for us to do it by refusing workouts. I think we draft Ball, but you know, we cut LeVar. I think we tell him, listen.
Oh, he's kidding. I told you.
Like, literally cut him.
I don't have a father. Just letting you know now. I'm your daddy.
The lake. Your father's the lake. Right.
Your father is the Lakers.
I always understand that your dad can't come to dinners, team rides, none of that. Mm-hmm. You know, if he does one or two interviews, you're sitting down on the bench. I'm just letting you know now.
Oh, shit. Playing time based off dad's
appearance. But also, if you did have...
That's a great deal. You're a great GM.
Like, why is it Lonzo playing? Why do you think? Did you see the interview with Kyle?
Here's a question for y'all. What breaks the Cavs up? The Cavs winning or the Cavs losing?
I think they stay together no matter what. Who's leaving LeBron?
I don't think. I think this year, I thought that game four was the next step in Kyrie slowly but surely becoming the alpha on this team over the next like 3 or 4 years. I think LeBron knows that that's what Kyrie can be, and also knows that he can age gracefully as fuck with him and Kevin playing like they're playing.
Yeah.
And also, I think LeBron's ultimate goal is just to be around long enough so he can GM to get LeBron James Jr. on the Cavs and they can play a couple years together.
That'd be sick.
Like
fucking Cal Ripken?
Like Cal Ripken, Ken Griffey, the Ken Griffeys. Yeah.
Wouldn't it be great? Like,
it is possible.
LeBron Jr. is Kyrie.
Like he's like, he's like Kyrie's mentor. Yeah. Or like,
I didn't realize Kyrie that shit was possible.
Little Kyrie Jr., just keep it in the family.
Oh, my God. A bloodline? An NBA team with bloodlines?
The Cleveland oligarchs, basically.
Oh, Jesus. Yeah, I feel like if they win, that's definitely where I see it going. But if they break up, I could see Kevin Love leaving. I mean, if they lose, rather. If they lose, I could see Love leaving for
I feel like this is the firmest Love has been, like, with his status in Cleveland. This is the best he's played. This is the most he's, like, gotten along with everyone. His fucking defense is good. His rebounding is good.
I mean, he is
he's
good.
In the IG pictures.
But do you think
he's in the Instagram pictures.
He's not even all to the right.
He's making, he's laughing at LeBron. Yeah, he's laughing at LeBron's hairline at the podium with, like, JR and Tristan.
He's doing interviews with Kyrie.
Okay, fine. I didn't know it was like that. You know? I figured the city was still hating on him a little bit.
Nah, he's good. No, he's good. Dude, Love is good, man.
As soon as they want to change, like, nothing matters anymore.
So no one leaves. You don't think Kyrie would leave?
No. Kyrie's maxed. Also, him and Kevin are maxed
There's
out.
There's no reason to. Why would you?
This is why the most money you can make is at the Cavs? Because I'm basically – what I'm saying is based off money. Like, I'm assuming there's a team that could pay one of these fools more.
Well, now with the new CBA, like you're saying, if Chris Paul leaves, you lose like $40, $50, $60 million. You're leaving that on the table if you switch teams. It's like the Durant reaction.
How about Chris Paul being the head of the Players Association and making a deal –
For himself. And LeBron, basically like the mega ultimate old as fuck deal. Yeah.
I'm all about players getting as much money as they can, you know? I think.
And do what you got to do.
If Love wins a ring this year, he's Hall of Fame.
Yeah.
He needs it, but he has to be a part of it too. He can't just win it. He can't be on the team. He got to average Hall 10. Of fame? 10 and 8. Average 10 and 8.
He's
Hall of Fame.
He's had the most transition points for the Cavs in the playoffs, actually. Because now they're he's trailing on like the fast breaks, and he's just stepping into those threes and just killing them.
Why wouldn't he be Hall of Fame? UCLA career was solid.
We're including.
So we know the numbers.
Yeah.
Two rings with the Cavs if he wins this year, and the Banana Republic deal.
Banana Republic spread does
he's
all get over him.
It's chocolate milk. It's literally just him. Yeah. Banana, like that's all they advertise. Like,
they only hire models who look like him.
To the peacoats. Like there's no one else on that side.
Okay.
The sweater turtlenecks. Yeah, that's his move. Crazy. Yeah.
He got a better deal with Banana Republic than LeBron has with Nike. I don't know what the deal is, but
it's an amazing
he's all
deal.
Over that spirit. He's beating Curry. Curry's with Express. Come on now.
Yeah, that ain't gonna get it. That ain't it.
That ain't it. Curry's just signing anything.
Yeah,
he's with Muscle Milk. Like, what the fuck are you doing, bro? You with Gas Station Milk?
She's a gas. Yeah, station. Him and Kevin Love and Clay with the chocolate milk things. I'm like, come on.
Oh yeah, a bunch of dweebs.
This is this is diabetes candy for
fucking
kids.
Nerds.
Right.
Okay. Here's another question. We were just talking about it before, and this was just great. Would you rather have a 9-day break like the Warriors or a 7-day break like the Cavs?
I'm going as a GM. I want my team to have 7 or less. 9 is just too long, man. You know,
Cavs had 9 and whooped the fuck out of the Celtics a couple of the games in a row.
Well, that's the Celtics.
That's the Celtics, though. They lost one because of 9.
I don't think this. That's true. I don't think this matters as much though, because in the finals there's 2 games. There's 2 days off between every game.
Right.
So in the Eastern Conference Finals, it was like on off.
Right.
But now. 2 days off is like perfect for LeBron's frail 32-year-old bones.
But like any like nagging injuries gives you time. Like Kyrie tweaked his ankle. I'm sure the adrenaline got him through the game, but you know, a good 3 days of ice is great for him. I know Zaza is a little hurt right now. You know, Draymond, great for him to go to meditation, you know what I'm saying? Just little things like that can make it's like big there. But like it could be a bad thing like what JR could get arrested
easily. Like,
could
Matt Barnes could get arrested.
Currently,
I think JR's prenatal baby situation has definitely tempered the expectations on him running wild. Like, I think like Matt Barnes, on the other hand,
definitely
could be arrested multiple times between games and still make them to games. I think he is like Derek Fisher is still like looking over his shoulder at all times, even though Barnes is in the finals. He's like, I don't know. We'll see.
Shumpert hairstyle could get crazy. Is it too many? Yeah,
that could affect the team morale. Absolutely,
100%.
Just enough time to consider a full process.
Yeah. Do you think Westbrook goes to a game?
Do you think Westbrook? I wish Westbrook would roll up in like Darren Williams jersey or something.
I want him to roll up in like a romper with like cupcakes pasted on them, bro.
He should have his own romper.
Just that courtside.
Just
like,
cupcake and hairbrushes.
Yeah, he should have his own romper line right now.
Just to get in Durant's head, you know what I'm saying?
I know if you were, that'd be hilarious. Bro. Oh, shit. I like it.
I would do it.
I'd do it.
I think Wes is not above that. He's so petty.
He's easily the pettiest. If they should add most petty to the NBA awards next year.
I want Wes to like sit all the way in the back with a hood on and wait for the final score, then take it off. just walk out. Like, Wes was here the whole time. Oh, wow.
I think he should just like at some point just make up his own Cavs jersey and like just look like he's on the bench. Just like be on the seat like right next to them. Yeah. And so then like all the Warriors just like keep looking over there confused. Like he's gonna come in at any point.
There's a lot of options here. Or what if he was wearing like an old Cavs Sean Kemp jersey?
Ooh, man. Ooh.
Get a little more mental, a little more skullduggery.
Maybe a little like Larry Nance Sr.
Yeah,
I like that. I like that very much.
On a scale of 1 to 10, how concerned would you be for the league if Westbrook went to the Cavs when his contract was
Oh, my God.
That would break. I would not be a fan of that. As a Cavs fan, I feel like that's a bridge too far.
That would actually work.
Yeah.
And Wes and LeBron is running the wings with Kyrie.
And just Kyrie just like sitting in the corner waiting to like cut to the basket or shoot the corner.
I could play on that team.
They could literally play 4-on-5 and probably win 60 games.
Oh, yeah.
Easily. Ugo's album.
Because Wes has a relationship with Kevin. You know, UCLA.
Oh, UCLA. They was there.
You know. He's a fan of Kyrie.
I honestly forgot Russell Westbrook even went to college. I thought he just like spent a year at the school of
Hard Knocks.
Yeah, Wayward Boys. He's just playing basketball.
He went to like that Batman training crates. Thing in like the Himalayas, and
he
just
played
like
ball where Shaq was playing in Blue Chips. Yeah, you know, that little that weird that
Nick Nolte that like taught him how to just
gym
be tough as fuck.
It was in. Yeah,
I think Wes. Who's the bigger surprise of like how good they got? Wes or Curry?
Curry. Because he was just so small. I mean, you know, I was impressed in college, but
yeah, he ran train in the tournament that one year, but it was still like adorable. But everyone's like, oh, it's adorable. It seems,
but Curry was like, you know, I mean, you can't guard 40 feet, no matter how small you are.
Plus
you
know? the ankle injuries. Remember,
yeah,
like the first years,
yeah,
like
back to back.
Well, Wes had serious injuries too.
Yeah, true. I forgot about that.
You know, and Wes, he wasn't shown none of this promise in college. Wes was just a defender. He was supposed to be a lockdown defender. You know, he got drafted high because of athleticism, and then boom.
Yeah, I still give the edge to Curry just because it's more impressive because he's less physically impressive, and he changed the way, like, offenses run.
Yeah. I think that's what makes LeBron so great. He came in the league with the pressure, and he lived up to it, and so, you know?
Yeah.
A lot of players, they became great without having to become great, you know?
You're deemed – I can't imagine how much that would fuck me up. To be called the king when you're 16 years old. Like SI cover when you're 16 years old, and it's just like, it's you, man. It's
lived
on
up
you.
To it, you know? Married his high school sweetheart.
Jordan got fucking cut all. From his fucking high school team. Jordan was like pissed off at everyone the whole time. Yeah. So like, it's such a different mindset to have to like roll into the league being like, you're the Jordan.
Exactly.
And then he became the Jordan.
Yeah, literally the one the Lord chose.
Did Jordan come in with that? I feel like Jordan had that pressure.
Nah. He was a top. He was a lottery pick.
Yeah,
he was number two. So there was pressure.
He went two or three,
I think.
Yeah, but nobody was like.
I think he went two.
Yeah, nobody thought Jordan was going to come in and like drop 40 you know, or right. 60 in the fucking garden. Nobody saw that.
And Jordan did what? 3 years in college or 2 years?
I think three.
Three. That was back in the day when everybody just
he
did
was third
three.
Pick in the '84 draft.
He was a third pick. Damn, who was first in that draft?
So
was it like some center that blew his knee up? Bowie or something?
Bowie was two, right?
First selection was Akeem.
Yeah, so that's a can't miss.
You can't miss.
Second selection was Sam Bowie.
That was the
if I do it over again, I'm still taking Hakeem.
Yeah, because Hakeem got two.
That was the big man league at that time, too.
Akeem so, yeah, we definitely needed one.
Dude, Akeem is the one player I will catch myself watching highlights of on YouTube.
Yeah.
He was.
Yeah, I want Akeem.
Amazing.
I don't want Boogie.
I feel
you
like Hakeem gets a little underrated. People forget about him every now and then.
Just like how like smooth he was.
It was ridiculous.
And him like hitting those like 18 footers too, like it was nothing, or like shaking and fading away.
Another guy I also maybe have never heard talk. I don't think I've heard Kawhi Leonard speak.
Right.
Yeah, I've never seen Hakeem talk.
That's what kind of hurts you when it comes to history. If you're not trash talking, you don't really have like a set personality that can hurt you.
Yeah, the writers don't show love if they don't have any Jews. Yeah.
All the more reason why Tim Duncan is so fucking good, because he was quiet as fuck and everyone was still like, we know you don't talk, but you're still like the best power forward of all time.
Right.
Like, that's how fucking good you are.
Like, Magic had, you know, the Hollywood thing. Kareem had his, you know, social activism, you know,
Kareem's social activism definitely was a hindrance, though, in how people view him.
Oh, yeah.
Like, it's like he is probably, like, the fact that he's not even mentioned at all with Michael is a joke. He's the all-time leading scorer. He's just as many championship rings. Yeah. Like,
what is
played with Magic, but like, it's because he was like the youngest kid in like the Muhammad Ali, Jim Brown clique of like changing your name.
The '60s was a wild time to actively be black as well.
Tough
a tough decade.
And everyone, I feel like in hindsight, everyone's like, "Hey man, why are you being such a whiny little bitch about being black, Kareem? Like, what's your problem, dude? He's like tough, like suck it up." And he's like, "I'm sorry, I'm 22 years old, 1966, and 7'8". What the fuck do you want from me?
Exactly. I have no options. And you put me in Northern California,
and that will kind of, you know, give LeBron a little edge in that realm when it comes to Michael. Michael kept it quiet, kept away from the drama.
LeBron, Republicans buy
LeBron
shoes, too.
He doesn't really run from it. You know, he doesn't run from it.
He was out there for Hillary.
Yeah, yeah.
Didn't make a fucking difference.
Yeah, they needed deadlift shrimp, dog. That's what they needed out there. Already had all the black votes.
Needed a trade for Kyle Korver earlier in the season. Yeah. Get him out there in like Geauga County in Ohio. Talk to those farmers.
Somebody.
Korver better show up. He got to show up, man.
He does, but even you saw it in that, in like the game four and then in five, it's like his presence is does plenty of work in spreading the floor.
You have to. You can't just let him shoot.
You have to pay. You have to be out on him.
Pay attention to him.
And also, like,
he's the floor.
Everyone's like, he sucks at defense. It's
no,
like,
he
no, he does not.
He doesn't.
He's smart. He's smart and knows where to be and rotates correctly.
Right. That's all we ask.
And he's like 6'7", so he's sneaky big. He just puts his hands up.
And he's not. He's not scared to take an elbow.
Yeah.
Yeah. I watched Korver defense 100%. He's an underrated defender. He's not a great defender, but he knows his assignments. He's always where he's supposed to be. You know, he's a body.
I think you said is interesting too about. Like what they're gonna do next year, because like they could bring back Deron Williams and Korver if they wanted to, and like Deron Williams coming off the bench for the season would be very helpful for them.
For sure, bringing back Korver, for sure.
We'll see.
Over Deron?
I think so.
Deron,
they don't have a backup point guard for real.
Deron right now only goes right. He lost some weight. He lost like 15 pounds because
it's
because
he cares because he's going to the finals. He's going to the finals. Yeah.
He'll figure out how to go left if you give him 4 more months.
Deron fell off. He was like a really great point guard.
He was. He was. The Nets will ruin anybody.
He was top 25 in the league overall
at
one point.
He has a tough home life, though, too. I know his child has autism, for sure.
Oh, shit.
But that could have played a factor. You know?
Absolutely. All that, plus you live in Utah, which sucks. Well, where did he go after he was in Utah?
Nets. He was with the Nets. He went to the All-Star game as a Net for 1 year.
New Jersey.
Yeah.
Pre-Brooklyn. And then they moved to Brooklyn. They gentrified him out of the Nets.
They were like, you're gone.
Moved to Brooklyn.
When will the Nets bounce back? Because they're fucked for
Everybody is fucked. If you're in the East, and you're not the Cavs or the Celtics or the Wizards.
Okay.
Good again.
Cavs, Celtics, Wizards. But I think like we can't underestimate the leap that Giannis could continue to make.
Yeah, geez.
Like, haven't been healthy as a team yet.
And when Jabari went out, if they can figure out how to play Jabari and Middleton together with Giannis, and I love their team. Like, I know everyone hates Dellavedova, but he's like a great kind of tough defender coming off the bench, dude, for them.
Yes,
Brogdon is going to be better next year. Thon Maker is like quietly Joel Embiid.
Yeah, he could be if he works on his offense, he could be a Garnett. He has energy.
He's a child.
He's a child, or he's 36.
I think what you have to do. You have to convince Jabari or Middleton to come off the bench.
Mm-hmm.
And I think you have to play one-on-one. You say, look, guys, this is what you're playing for. Up to 15, win by two.
Oh, man.
Who loses, you're the sixth man of the year. And just let it be.
It sucks because he's gotten hurt. Man, it sucks because he's gotten hurt, but it should be Jabari. If Jabari's playing with second teams and he's like kind of like – because he's like what Blake used to be, kind of like just generating that offense inside out.
I ain't gonna say he's better than Blake, but his game, I like his game better.
I like his game more, but it's like the similar style of like when Blake was pounding people and then kind of stepping out.
I'm talking about Jabari at the rebound and go. Blake is more like you could tell he's focused on his dribble a little bit. Jabari is very fast.
He's got a better shot than Blake too.
That too.
He's a three, right?
He's a real three.
Yeah, he's a three.
But he's big.
Yeah.
He's
a three and like a solid four body. He's like an Al Horford, but with speed. Yeah. You know?
Fucking Al Horford. The most annoying guy to watch play basketball, Al Horford. Just on side note. Fuck that guy.
I hate his jump shot.
What is it? Why is it
so
annoying to watch him?
When he steps out on double teams, he's like crawling. He stands. Yeah. He's like, looks like George W.
He's
Bush.
He's
like
slithery.
Like,
I think he gets away with his best asset. He's a very smart player. You know, he knows how to use angles. But
yeah, absolutely.
I think he's a smidge overrated. I think last year he was underrated. This year he's overrated.
Yeah, but he was like not missing. He was shooting.
He was
like
hitting threes.
60% from three.
Yeah, he was knocking down threes pretty seriously. Yeah.
Well, he shot two a game. I mean,
Do you think Ty Lue is jealous?
He shot like three a game against us.
Do you think Ty Lue is jealous when like after every game LeBron's like, Brad Stevens is an amazing coach. I love that guy.
He was sort of the difference in the series between us. But between Al Horford and Brad Stevens calling great plays, that's kind of what got us out the way because Horford could not miss and Gortat couldn't check him, you know, for sure.
The best clip of Brad Stevens in that series, Deron Williams in the last game, he made another layup going to the right. Bryce was like, he goes right every time.
He just like losing it. He finally had enough.
He was like, yeah, man. Deron was like, the moves at this point. Either shoot open J or he's going right. Like, Bryce, he just lost it. He was like,
he's got an unstoppable right. Oh, he's like, man. Mario in yeah. Mario Kart. You know what he's going to do? You can't beat it.
Because Gerald Green just played him up straight.
And he's like, come on.
Force him left, man.
Every time he's like fading away, hitting glass on
it's
the
like,
right.
It's like Julius Randle. He's going less every time. Like some players just haven't figured out a way to use the other hand yet.
Anything else you guys want to hit? Anything you want to shout out before these finals get underway? Or
predictions, anything of that nature? Just final statements.
Nothing would surprise me. The only thing that would surprise me is the Cavs sweep the Warriors. But I think Cavs, my prediction is Cavs in 6 or 7. But I wouldn't be surprised if the Warriors sweep the Cavs either.
It could go either way. It's definitely depending. You got to see how everybody's going to come out. You know what I'm saying?
Game one will say a lot.
Game one and game two seem more important this year than they did in the last 2 years.
Because Steph's, the Warriors not going to make the same mistake. They're not going to go up 3-1 and let you win again.
Exactly.
No way.
Or, you know, they could if they come out too loose still, I need to see Steph play tight. He could be a little too laissez-faire. Remember you was throwing fucking behind the back shits with the money on the line, you know what I mean?
I mean, I think for me, not a prediction, but like if the Cavs are going to make it close, they need to have everyone's buttholes be real tight in Oracle Arena.
The pressure
needs to be on. They need to just keep it close, because if they keep it close, everyone's going to be nervous. And then Mike Brown is going to be freaking out, and then Draymond Green's going to be getting annoying. And then like Monty McCutcheon's going to make a call, and Draymond's going to get a technical. Like that's what they need. They need to kind of like just cause chaos, because also like, we'll see.
My two predictions is Mike Brown has an asthma attack in game 4.
Oh, God.
Game 5, Draymond literally puts hands on him.
I think the Warriors go down 2-1, and then game 4,
and then they run
Steve
off 3
Curry
in a row.
Is pushed out in a hospital bed on the sidelines.
Like the Warriors buy like four floor seats on the other side. Just lay him down.
Like, time out. I honestly do think
the Cavs will win only because I want Durant to get his. I think Durant will have one great game, but it won't be enough. You know what I'm saying? He'll have one where he goes for 40. But, yeah, Cavs in 7 again.
Curry can't just win. He has to get a Finals MVP. He has to.
It's not. If the Warriors win or sweep, it's going to be Durant. It has to be Durant.
Curry has to get a Finals MVP. He needs one back.
Fuck him. He's a little bitch.
He's on Under Armour. Under Armour's not letting him go, so I think he'll be fine. Because it is Durant. I think it's Durant, too. Yeah, they made a decision. When they recruited him, they were like, okay, Durant, you're the guy. No, we're going to concede.
I mean, the Warriors play better when Curry is the best player on the floor.
That's probably true.
No, it's absolutely true.
The stats show it. When Curry scores more than anybody else, they win a lot.
Damn. This is just fun. It's just like Guardians of the Galaxy.
I think we haven't seen this Curry.
How?
Rocket and Quinn. They're going at it. They won't let go of who's in charge.
Yeah. All right.
And it leads to a plane crash.
Okay.
You can't surround Curry this year. Durant's on one wing. Thompson's on the other. He's going to see a lot more layups. I think we want to see new Curry. He's letting the beard grow.
True.
His maturity.
It's almost a full chin strap.
If you notice, his wife hasn't tweeted the whole playoffs.
That's
he got
big.
That in check.
That's big.
So
there's also like speculation on why that is, if that's his under his control or not. We'll see.
Maybe there's some home. She runs her own life, but it helps.
Here's my prediction. Game 6, we find out Ayesha Curry is a lesbian and Steph is her beard.
Wow.
That's one for the books.
I like that.
She gets MVP.
who could be the most random player to get MVP, you think? Actually has like a chance.
Iguodala.
Kyrie. I mean, is that too obvious?
Random. That's too obvious.
I think with LeBron
and with Steph and with KD,
I think
Tristan Thompson has a chance to actually do it.
That'd be pretty.
He could be a 20 rebound. Like, he could average 15 rebounds.
No.
I think Draymond Green could sneak out MVP.
Because the thing is, for the it's just impossible. Because if the Cavs are not going to get swept, LeBron has to have 45, 11, and 9. And like 3 blocks.
So it isn't.
Honestly. There's no one.
Unexpected with a real shot to do it, probably not Iguodala and actually Klay Thompson. Yeah. Forgotten
Clay
man.
Yeah, Clay showed up. Draymond.
Yeah, the forgotten
Draymond
man.
Draymond had 36 points in that
Draymond
game
had
seven.
The best game of game seven.
Yeah, that was like, he was
true. All
out.
Nuts. Yeah. Ready for the moment.
Yeah. Truly forgotten triple double. The yeah. most ready biggest for the moment. Forgotten triple double.
As much as nutcase he is, I would love to have him on my team.
I would rather have him than Boogie for sure.
Dude, you're getting Boogie.
I know.
Why don't you want Boogie on the Wizards?
Give it up, man.
It's like I do. I just don't know what the cost is going to be. I don't want to overpay.
The cost is going to be a trip to the Eastern Conference Finals and possibly the NBA Finals.
And it's only because I know the potential he has. I know he's an all-time offensive weapon, but I know what it takes to win is defense. And I haven't seen him do it.
Man,
offense, I know he can.
Offense wins championships.
Yeah, just keep
that whole defense is a lie that high school coaches tell us so we can play defense. Offense wins games. Offense wins championships.
Spoken like a true 100%. Person in the AAU generation.
I only want him if you the coach. If they fire Scott Brooks and bring in Chinadu, I'll take Boogie.
Man, I will coach that team to the finals. Just that I promise you.
If you get Boogie, Mike Brown could coach that team to the finals.
You're crazy. Now you got to get off that dust, bro. I won't hear any talk of that.
All right, let's wrap it up. Yeah. Chinadu, anything you want to shout out?
When is this going? Today?
Nah, Monday.
Probably Monday.
It's Monday, Tuesday.
I have a show that we want. I think I'm canceling it for the game. my website is chineducomedy.com. Besides that, you guys drive safe out there.
Hell yeah. At Broccoli House on Instagram, nonprofit comic on Twitter.
Cool.
Boy.
I'm at Danger Moses. Check us out. Airbuds Pod on Instagram. Always doing some good work there. Twitter. Shout out to people who leave us reviews. Maybe I'll get the Facebook page up. Shout out to Mike Benner for not being here. Shout out to our producer for waking up and letting us in his house this morning.
Yeah.
Monsieur Jason Stewart. Thank you, sir.
Happy basketball, everyone. Enjoy the finals.
Flexibility is great. That's why there's yoga. Flexibility for your insurance coverage is great, too. That's why there's United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, United Healthcare Insurance Plans offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. One of these plans may be right for you if you're, say, between jobs, coming off your parents' plan, turning a side hustle into a full hustle, or even missed open enrollment. Want more flexibility? Find out more about United Healthcare Insurance Plans at uh1.com.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.